Listening. Unit 8, page 100. D.
You will hear 8 short conversations. After you hear each conversation, you will be asked a question about what you have heard. The answers are shown as pictures. Circle A, B, or C. Number 1.
Did you see that wildlife program on TV last night?
I saw part of one about dolphins. Is that the one you mean?
No, this one was about elephants. It's amazing the way they communicate and care for each other.
That sounds interesting. I'll check to see whether it's going to be repeated. There's also a program on about gorillas tonight. I'd like to see that too.
Which program did the man watch last night? Number 2.
I heard on the radio news this morning that they're closing the cinema in Portland Street next month. What a shame.
Well, that just proves that you can't believe everything you hear. I read in the paper last Friday that they've decided not to close the cinema for at least another year.
Well, we'd better keep an eye on the TV news then to get the real story. We can probably trust that.
Which source of news does the woman say they should believe? Number 3.
Julia's decided she wants to work in TV journalism, but she's not sure what role she wants to have exactly.
What? You mean she might be a news reporter interviewing people?
Possibly, yes. She also mentioned working behind the camera, though, as she's studying that too. She thought she might like to be a camera operator.
You know, I think she'd prefer presenting the news to working a camera. She'd make a great newsreader, I reckon.
What does the man think Julia should become? Number 4.
There aren't many adverts for flats in the paper these days.
There are probably more adverts in the property websites. That's where most people prefer to look nowadays. It saves having to buy the paper.
I spend so much time on the computer already, though. Perhaps we should go and look in the estate agent's windows in the high street.
That takes so much time, though. I'll have a look online tonight. And you can rest your eyes a bit.
Where is the woman going to look for adverts? Number 5.
Look, isn't that the woman who presents the weather on Channel 2?
Which woman are you looking at? The one with the long dark hair?
No, the one with short blonde hair.
No, that's not the weather girl. She's blonde, but her hair's much longer than that.
Which woman presents the weather? Number 6.
What's happened to the sports news? It's usually on at 7 p.m. after the financial programme.
Ah, they changed it last week. It's now on at 6 o'clock, just before the financial programme. And there's an art show at 7 now.
Oh, that's really annoying. I used to listen to the sports news when I got home, but as I don't get home until 6:45, I'm going to miss it every day now.
What time is the sports news broadcast now? Number 7.
What are you reading in that magazine?
Well, I'm not really reading. I'm looking at the pictures. They're amazing. It's about the pop star Shannon and her honeymoon. First, she had a week on a luxury yacht. Then, she spent a week on the beach on a tropical island. And finally, she stayed in a beautiful castle in the south of France. Lucky her.
What did the pop star do second? Number 8.
I'm going to watch a film at home tonight. Do you want to join me?
You're always watching films. Where do you get them all from?
Well, I buy some of them at the local shops, but most of them I buy over the internet.
I haven't worked out how to buy films online yet. I'm still renting them from the DVD shop.
Where doesn't the man get his films from?